Thanks for joining us on this last day of 2021. Can you believe it? Today we're going to wrap up our praying through the Bible, and then tomorrow, January 1, we're going to start by looking at the names of God in Scripture. And doing that, we're going to find out who He is and how to know Him. Tan Chokin always said, if you want to know God, study His names. And so we want to do that this coming year in 2022. But today, as we end in this year, Luke 2, 41 through 46. Now, His parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. We're talking about Mary and Joseph, Jesus' parents. And when He was 12 years old, they went up according to custom. And when the feast was ended, as they were returning, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem. His parents did not know it. But supposing him to be in the group, they went a day's journey, and then they began to search for him among their relatives and acquaintances. And when they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem searching for him. And after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. Jesus wasn't an infant for long. Babies never are they? It was time for Mary and Joseph to prepare Jesus to become son of commandment, or what's called bar mitzvah in Hebrew, son of commandment. At that age, young boys were obligated to observe the religious practices personally, not just their family anymore, but they personally were now to observe the practices. So Jesus made the trip for the Passover. 2 decades later, he would make that trip again, one last time, giving his life on the cross. So this past year, we spent time praying through the Bible. In doing that, we've considered who God is and how much He loves us and how much He cares for us and the fact that we can depend on Him. My prayer is that through these past months, we have seen God in an approachable way. We could talk to Him. We've been saying prayer is simply talking to God. Our journey has not been primarily to gain more knowledge, but to change our hearts. Our desire has been to know Jesus more intimately, to love Him more passionately, to follow Him wholeheartedly, to talk with Him like we're talking together right now. So, Father, as we end this year, our desire is to know You. This last day of 2021, Lord, help us to reflect on the great things You've done, the ways You've worked in our life. You always work for good to those who love You. And help us to reflect on those things that You brought us through. We thank You for Your blessings over the past year. We thank You that regardless of the challenges and obstacles ahead, we know that You will be with us each step of the way. So, Father, we love You. And we want to continue learning how to talk with You, how to pray, how to interact with You. We pray, Lord, that as we end this year, we will reflect on Your goodness and Your blessings. And we look forward to starting afresh tomorrow with a brand new year, thinking about who You are and how much You love us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.